So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara referring to the final phrase of the Mishnah on the previous daf. All those who go out of the tchum to rescue people may go back to their place on Shabbos. The Gemara first understood this to mean that the Mishnah allows them to go all the way home, even if it is more than 2,000 amos from their current location. However, the beginning of our Mishnah and the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah only allow them to go 2,000 amos from their new location, and not all the way back home. The Gemara offers two answers. Yehuda Marav explains that our Mishnah also only allows them to go 2,000 amos from their new location. And the Chiddush is that they are permitted to carry their weapons back with them. Rav Nachman Yitzchok answers that our Mishnah actually allows them to come all the way back home, but only in the case where the Jews lost the battle, and it may be dangerous to stay within the new 2,000 amos. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is talking about a case where the Jews won the war, and there is no need to go back beyond the new 2,000 amos. Parenthetically, the Gemara teaches that if non-Jews attack the city on Shabbos, al iskei mamon, for money and property, ein yoytzen aleihem b'kli zayin, ve'ein mechalen aleihem es haShabbos, the Jews may not carry their weapons or otherwise desecrate the Shabbos to defend their property. Al iskei nefashos, if there is a threat to people's lives, yoytzen aleihem b'kli zayinon u'mechalen aleihem es haShabbos, the Jews may go out with their weapons and desecrate the Shabbos to defend themselves. An attack on a border town is always considered to be life-threatening. Zok the Mishnah. If a person was traveling and did not realize until Shabbos started that he was within 2,000 amos of a city, since he was not aware of it at the onset of Shabbos, he cannot claim the city as his residence and take on their tchum. Rather, he is limited to the 2,000 amos from his current location. He can assume the city to be his makom shvisa, his residence, and take on their tchum. To understand this machlekes, we must refer to a Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesem Beis, which teaches that the Chacham allowed a traveler to have in mind to be kohen shvisa, establish his residence at any point within 2,000 amos of his actual location at the onset of Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that regarding a city, we assume that he would have wanted to be kohen shvisa in this city had he been aware of its existence. Reb Meir does not make this assumption. To support his position, Rabbi Yehuda related an incident where Reb Tarfon was in this situation and he came into the city and spent the entire Shabbos darshaning in the Beis Medrash. Reb Meir is not convinced by this proof because Shema Belibui Haisa, it could be that Reb Tarfon knew about this city and intended to make it his Shabbos residence before Shabbos. Oy Beis Medrash Muvala B'Toyecha Tchum Haya, maybe the Beis Medrash was within 2,000 amos of his current location. Zok the Mishnah, Mishiyashim B'derech V'lo Yoda Shecha Shecha. If a traveler was asleep when Shabbos started, he was kohen shvisa on that spot, and he has a tchum of 2,000 amos in each direction. He only has 4 amos from his current location. There's a further machlekes. These 4 amos are measured with him at the center. In other words, he has 2 amos in each direction. He can choose in which direction to take the 4 amos. Once he chose one direction, he cannot change on Shabbos. The rest of the Mishnah will be reviewed with the Gemara on Daf Memchas. Rava asks whether Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that the sleeping person is granted 2,000 amos because no intention is necessary to acquire a tchum, and therefore he would also hold ownerless objects have a tchum of their own, even though there is nobody to have intent for them. According to the Chachamim, since a sleeping person is not granted a tchum, because intent to be kohen shvisa is necessary, ownerless objects certainly cannot require a tchum of their own. Or, we could explain Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri's opinion that a sleeping person is granted 2,000 amos because ha'il v'neir kana yashan namikayna. Since he is capable of intent when awake, he can acquire tchum even while asleep. However, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri would agree that chafzei hefker ein kohen shvisa. Ownerless objects do not acquire tchum on their own because there is no capability of intent at all. Rabbi Yosef proves from a brisa that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri must hold chafzei hefker kohen shvisa. The brisa says, "Gesham shi'er d'me'erv yamtiv yesh lem alpayim amal l'chol ruach." Rain that falls before yamtiv requires a tchum of 2,000 amos. The rainwater is hefker and is kohen shvisa at the point where it was collected. This obviously cannot be reconciled with the Chacham and must reflect the opinion of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Abaye points out a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says, Bar shel yachid kareg li yachid. A privately owned well acquires a tchum of its owner. Vishal oiseir kareg li oiseir. A city-owned well has the tchum of its owners, the city dwellers. Vishal oili bavel kareg li hamamali. A well which is meant for travelers is hefker, has no tchum of its own, and will acquire the tchum of each other person who will draw the water. The Braisa says, Bar shel shvatim yesh lem apayim am l'chol ruach. A public well has its own tchum. This can only be resolved by assuming that the Mishnah follows the opinion of the Chacham that Chefzei Hefker ain't Koinen Shvisa, while the Braisa follows the opinion of Rebbe Chaim Nuri that Chefzei Hefker Koinen Shvisa. Amamar, B'yamtiv harehin karagli kaladim. The Braisa says that when it rains on Yamtiv, since it was not Koinen Shvisa before Yamtiv, the water takes on the tchum of whoever takes the water. The Gemara wonders why the water did not already acquire tchum wherever it was when Yamtiv started, leaving it outside of its tchum after it rains, and therefore limited to four amas. Assuming the rainwater to be in the clouds, we cannot say that it's not koine shvisa because of ein tchum in lamala ma'asara. There is no din tchum in above 10 tfachim because that would be tali b'machlaikis discussed in daf mem gimel. We cannot say that it's not koine shvisa because of maya be'eva mivli bli, that water is absorbed in clouds as vapor and is considered to be non-existent, because then the rainwater would be mukta as noilid, something that comes into existence on Yom Tov. And so the Gemara answers, Mayim ba'avim meined naidi. The waters in the clouds are considered existence, but are constantly moving, and therefore cannot be koine shvisa. Similarly, if we would assume that the water was in the ocean, the original source of all the rainwater, when Yom Tov began, it was not koine shvisa there, because the ocean waters are also constantly in motion.